We're pleased to be joined here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com by former national championship winning head coach from the University of Texas, now an analyst for ESPN, the one and only Mack Brown. Mack, we wanted to bring you on here to talk about Eagles third round pick linebacker Jordan Hicks. And when you were recruiting Jordan, what were some of the traits that you saw in him that made you think that he would make a perfect Longhorn?
Well, Chris, first, thanks for having me on, and he'll join Emmanuel Acho as another Longhorn on the Eagles football team. So we're excited about those guys being together. Jordan won the Butkus Award as the best linebacker in America. He was a senior out of Cincinnati. He is, he's got tremendous instincts. He is big, strong, can run, can make plays all over the field. I'll have to take him out for nickel defense because he can – he can cover the tight end, and he can cover the slot receiver because he's got that type of athletic ability. And he was hampered some by injuries early in his career, but he came through at the end and did some great things.
Mack, you mentioned the relationship with Emmanuel Acho because it was Emmanuel Acho who I believe hosted Hicks during the visit to recruit him. What did Emmanuel say, or did he say anything about him to you that kind of helped seal the deal in your mind that he should be a Longhorn?
He's got a great smile. People in Philadelphia will love him. He's very bright. He is. His dad played in the NBA. His mom was actually a college trainer at one time, and he's been raised right. So he's a guy that everybody there will fall in love with.
Mack, I don't know how much you got to watch him his senior year working with Charlie Strong there in his first year as a coach at Texas. But what was it about that defense that you thought brought out the best in Hicks, or was it just the fact that Hicks was finally healthy enough to be able to stay on the field?
I think finally that he was healthy enough. He had, against Kansas State, he was covering a slot receiver down the field and tore an Achilles heel in my last year of coaching 2 years ago. And he was having he had a great camp. He had a tremendous start of the season, and we actually thought that he'd probably go out that year until he got hurt, so that set him back. But he goes right back to work. He's got a tremendous attitude, and he doesn't back down to anything. So he's really excited about moving forward. And, Chris, I think because of his injuries, all of his best football is still ahead of him.
I was going to ask about the fact that he's bounced back from those injuries. You see the resilience in him. What was he like behind the scenes trying to come back from those injuries, trying to fight his way back so he could get on the field and to be able to have the 2014 campaign that he did?
He's always very positive, always upbeat. He never griped about anything. I think he had three defensive coordinators from the time he was recruited by Will Muschamp, then Manny Diaz, and really four, because then he had Greg Robinson and then Vance Bedford last year. And he's just not a guy that gripes. And anytime you would need something in the locker room, he'd go to Jordan and he'd go down there and get it fixed.
Mack, how do you think that will help him, the fact that he's learned from so many great defensive minds and he's worked in so many different schemes as he now transitions to the NFL?
I think that because of the really the diversity and schemes that he's been able to play for, he knows a lot about football. He studied it hard. He's a really good off-the-field guy when he tries to look at a lot of video, and I think that'll help him in the NFL.
Mack Brown, you won a national championship at the University of Texas with a former Eagle and Vince Young. As a quarterback, he's now an analyst for ESPN. Mack Brown, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.